Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Jessica Abernathy, and with me today is Tricia Montgomery, and you are listening to Pets Are Family.
Hi, Tricia. Who do you got there?
I've got Jack with me. I am babysitting Jack. This is Jack. This is Shannon and Jim's dog, Jack. And so he is with me for 3-4 days, and I am having the best time with him. He is a Labradoodle and just a sweetheart of a dog. And I love him to death. You know that though. He's such a sweetheart. Absolutely such a sweetheart. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So did you have a good holiday? Good time away?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Good.
Always. You know me. Always.
Yeah. So we had a great time. It was just a very good holiday, good Christmas, and was with family and friends and just really nice to see everybody and no place like home, I say.
Yep.
Yeah. So now we are into almost the new year, 2024. What the heck? I am just, where did 2023 go?
I don't know. It went somewhere. It's just, I don't know. The older you get, the faster it goes. I mean, it's like yesterday was January. Now it's January again. So, you know,
I don't know where it went either. So let's talk about something that everyone always talks about and they fail. And that's New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you want to share?
I don't make New Year's resolutions because you'll always fail them. I don't make New Year's resolutions because it's an expectation that you fail at every time you make one. So I try to make monthly goals and see if I can make a 30-day goal, because if you do a 365-day goal, you are going to fail it. There's just nothing around that. You're setting yourself up for failure.
And
you you're never going to succeed anyway. So, but if you set yourself up for a 30-day goal, you have more of a chance of succeeding at that than you do a 365 goal.
Well, what about if we can provide our audience, our pet parent audience, with some maybe attainable goals for the New Year's? So,
right. We can set a goal.
Yeah.
You know?
So what if you were to think about a New Year's resolution that you can do with you and your dog? And I, of course, would say what? I would say exercise. I would say incorporate a little bit more walks, incorporate a little bit more time with them. And instead of just, you know, the feeding and the giving the love that way, that spending the time, that quality time with them is what I would say hands down over anything, because it is attainable. It is, you can take, you know, you don't have to do something in a 30-minute time frame. You could actually do it in like short 10 minutes. So you could do 3 10-minute walks, or you could do, you know, even, you know, whatever time that you've got, just giving that quality time and that exercise. And you can also incorporate some great, like maybe some lunges or maybe like a squat when you're walking. So I still hate lunges. You know, even if you're walking in a park, you could even like do like a doggy squat. You can do a side lunge, anything with your dog, and you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, okay, I can learn new tricks. No, that's cool. You know what I mean? I think that's great. You know, I think maybe we should do, you know, a 30-day challenge every month. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be every day. It just has to be a challenge that you can work on, you know. But yeah, right. I think if you give yourself a New Year's resolution every January, it's automatic failure. You know what I mean? Everybody that says, I'm going to lose, you know, 100 pounds this year. You know, the expectation of doing it, you know what I mean? It's such a small percentage that actually do it. You know what I mean? By, right. You know, by March, everybody's already at St. Patty's Day, you know, chugging that beer going, well, I didn't make it. You know what I mean? So it's like, nah, let's make smaller expectations and go from there.
What's one thing that you would give for pet parents?
For a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, an attainable one that they could say, okay, January, I'm going to commit to doing this for 30 days, or I'm going to commit to doing...
It would not be walking with your dog, that's for sure, because I also live in, you know, the cold tundra, like, you know what I mean? You live in Florida, so you would be like, let's go for a 15-minute walk. I'm looking at you going, nope. Even I'm thinking that in my head, nope. It's just, I don't even want to go outside. I mean, uh-uh. What would I give them? Something to do with your pet daily. I mean, I could see doing sit-ups. That always cracked me up. Or, you know, I mean, you could teach your cat a trick. You know what I mean? You know, we taught Bin Laden how to fetch. That took a little bit. I mean, that did take a little bit, but he learned. It's pretty good at it. I mean, no offense, my cat has better recall than my dog does. You know, I mean, really, he does. I would probably try to teach my dog and cat. You could do both. I would try to teach them at least two new tricks, because two new commands. I mean, because you could do that inside, and it's mental training for both right. of them and you. So that's attainable right. for the both of you, you know, and it's time with your pet.
I think that's the most important thing. And then also keep in mind, in snowy Chicago or Minnesota or Wisconsin or wherever you are, there are things that you can do inside with your dog. You don't always have to go outside to do outside no. activities. And so you can even just do games on the inside, you know, whether you're hiding a treat, whether you're playing a game of fetch on the inside with your treats or your food, anything like that to give them exercise and that mental stimulation as well. We talked about that in our Christmas episode, how important that was. So I think just to remember that as well. I think from another thing that I would say is I always look at it in terms of things that I can do together with my pet. So if I commit to maybe eating better, if I commit to doing something for 30 days from a nutritional standpoint, that's something that I could do with my dog as well. Maybe it's cooking for him. Maybe it is doing things of meals that you prepare and seeing, you know, healthier eating. That would be something too.
Yeah. My dog eats better than me most of the time, but I mean, I eat pretty healthy. You know that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, my new heart doctor was like, yeah, I can't change your diet. You eat too damn healthy. So when your heart doctor tells you you're spot on your diet, you know you're doing good. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are. You definitely are. I used to cook my fosters all the time. I would do like broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and, you know, zucchini. And I'd make like a stew for them. And I would have the same thing. So we would eat healthy together. So I don't know if a lot of people take the time to do that. I think that the challenge is time. How much time do you have? And we, you know, you find yourself at a loss for time all the time. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat Teddy's. No, thank you. It's got chicken gizzards and chicken livers and.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go.
I'll pass. No, thank you. My mom used to make me eat liver. Ugh.
My mom did too, because I was part of Weight Watchers and you had to eat liver and onions. That was kind of the thing for Weight Watchers. Obviously, I failed big time with that.
I gained my mom on Weight Watchers.
I think I gained weight on Weight Watchers. We've got some really cool things happening in 2024. Let's talk about Pets or Family and some of the stuff that we've got going on for 2024. We're going to be doing a series of webinars and challenges and things like that. Talk about that, Jessica.
Well, I shared it with you today, or not today. I shared it with you the other day. I think it was before the break. But we're looking at possibly doing a support group, getting together to talk with, just getting together with a bunch of people that are struggling with the loss of their pets. There's people that just need to talk to other people, which, we're going to put something together with that. We're going to do that for 8 weeks and see how that goes. We are working on a couple different webinars that we're going to do. We're talking to Nina about doing another one as a grief counselor, one on grief, or especially around the holidays. Right afterwards, it's just really hard because you're not with your family. You've lost your dog. You've overspent. You got the bills coming in. It's cold in most places. The weather stinks. And your football team probably just lost. And you don't have a Valentine. Let me just pile it on. It stinks. So I could make it really
my job and just leave now. I might as well just pack it up and
right?
Like Miss Gloom and Doom. Oh my God.
I'm not Gloom and Doom. I'm just setting the stage.
I don't like the stage you're setting. Thank you so much.
Well, no, most people don't.
Oh my God. But we're also going to be doing a series of webinars. We're talking about nutrition. We're going to do something on nutrition. We're also going to be working towards getting in donations for area animal welfare shelters and groups and helping them out in this crisis and really working with pet parents and educating them more on really what's going on in the animal welfare world and getting some donations heading their way. That's Jessica and I do a lot of that. And I think we talked about it about a month ago about the support that we have through our contacts within the veterinary profession, the pet industry, and those national contacts that we are going to be working with those organizations and stepping up donations to help pet, the animal welfare groups. So animals can stay in their homes longer. I love that, Jessica.
We got that going on. I was going to say, what else do we have going on? February, we're going to do something else. Like I remember off the top of my head. Of course I should remember, but I don't.
Like when Cupid like slams into the wall, like he does for me every year. Is that right? Are we going to be talking about that? Can we do a call out for like, like dates?
Sure. We could do that. We're going to do it.
Not want this. I just have to ask that.
I'm taking calls for Trisha. Taking calls for Trisha. I'm going to be screening her date prospects. Just email me at jessica@petsherfamily.net. Send me a picture.
Love is blind.
Oh, I love that show on Netflix. That's one of my guilty pleasures.
I have never seen it.
Oh, it's like, I love that show on Netflix. Oh yeah. It's fun. I love it. I almost wish I was in my 20s once again, because I would just have so much fun on that show. So it's dental month in February. So that's something I want to talk about in February because it's important. And a lot of people ask questions about that. They're like, as my dog gets older, it's like they're seniors and all of a sudden everybody's concerned about brushing their teeth. Nobody talks about brushing their teeth for the first like 8 years of their life. And then all of a sudden they're a senior and they're like, hey, check out all the plaque. Now we got to put them to sleep and now we got to brush their teeth. It's like, what happened to the first 8 years of their life?
It's the same thing as humans. Think about if our dental health, if something happens to us, that's really the first sign of diseases is your mouth and how important it is to brush and floss. And just like us, our pets need dental health care too. And I think, really focusing on that because February is Pet Dental Health Month.
I think that's a good thing to talk about. And then in March, I want to talk about pet sitting because it's pet sitting week. We have that. And I have a huge soft spot for that because, you know, I've only been running a company for the last 20 some odd years. So, you know what I mean? Kind of got a soft spot. Plus, I'll be at a conference for it. So we're going to talk about that and all that fun stuff, especially with the summer around the corner and how to find one, who to talk to, all that fun stuff. So we're going to talk about that in March and all that great stuff. So we got some great things. I'm looking at getting a CPR class every month for parents because it's really important if you get a pet that you should learn how to do CPR on your pets. Just for the one fact, it's not like humans. You don't put them on its back. I guarantee you, you're going to kill your dog or cat. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. First aid, you need to know the basics. You know what I mean? You'll panic less if you do a basic CPR class. You know what I mean? You know, your puppy bleeds. Yeah. You know, it cuts its ear and bleeds a lot. It's just like kids. They cut their head and bleeds a lot, but it's really not that bad. You don't have to rush to the ER every time. So just, you know what I mean? Some basic stuff that we can help you out with. So
we're going to be having more pet parents on talking about their experience being a pet parent and what being a pet parent means to them as well, and how fun that is and important and the things that really pet parents are looking for and that they want. I think that's important too. So we're really doing a lot, and we're going to be broadcasting live in 2024 from the different shows that we're attending. So January is going to be the VMX show, which is the largest veterinary conference. We're going to be there on behalf of Pets or Family. Moose's March is going to be there as a booth, and that's our chosen charity. And then Jessica and I are both going to be at Global Pet Expo, and Jessica's also going to be at that Pet Sitter Conference. So a lot of stuff's going on really that first quarter. And then moving on from that, I think, you know, we've got a lot of stuff happening for the Animal Welfare Conference and then InterZoo. So that's going to be really interesting. I'll actually be at InterZoo in Nuremberg, Germany. So
I was going to say, isn't that in Germany?
That is in Germany. I'm very excited. That's in May. I'll be going the first week of May for InterZoo. And then after that is going to be the HSUS Animal Welfare Conference. I'll be attending that too. So, and I also will be at Western States, just kind of we won't have a booth there, but I'll be walking the floor and really meeting with some people too. So lots of stuff on the agenda for us guys for 2024. And I think just in wrapping stuff up, I just want to thank everyone for just being with us. It has been a very interesting year. We've had, you know, less than a year. We started this April 1st of 2023. That's when we kind of dropped our first, podcast, and how much we have evolved since that time. I still have technological errors all the time, and I don't think that's ever going to change. Nope. But we got giving a shout out to the people who make us look better, and that's Mark Rays, Justin,
and Isaac. And
Isaac, you guys have really taken our social media. You have taken these videos and this podcast and really increased us and made us actually, you've just done such a phenomenal job, and we love you all to death. And the people that have been part of us, from Volition Veterinary, Forged Informed, Pet Premium, just all these people, and even the ones that we're talking to right now for 2024 Smalls, I give you a shout out. Thank you to Lauren Dara and Zachary Tinkle. I mean, we've had so many amazing experiences and those beautiful challenges that you leap over, and they make you who you are and make you better. That's what I believe.
One of my, this will crack you up, but one of my students saw one of our reels that Market Raised, Justin and Isaac made for us. And she sent it to me on Facebook, and she's like, is this you? And I'm like, well, I brushed my teeth. Like, my hair is done, I guess. And she's like, is this you? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, are you doing a podcast now? I'm like, have been. And she's like, is that really you? I'm like, truly is. I'm like, what?
What's going on? How you think you look the same here that you do there, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, do I really look like that?
I'm like a chair.
Well, Jessica, this has just been you know, you and I regrouped and met again in, I think it was February of 2023, of February this year. And I just love what we're doing. I love, it's a challenge. You and I have the most interesting conversations and we sometimes go toe to toe with each other, but I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I cannot wait to see where we take this for 2024 and really what's going to happen and where, you know, where the pet industry evolves for pet parenting, for animal welfare, and just everything that's going on in the market right now. I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be fun to see what happens in 24.
Definitely.
Yay. All right, everybody. Happy New Year. Everybody be safe, be smart. As I always say, I know you're going to have a good time, so just don't be stupid. So have a great time. Just don't be stupid. Have a good time. I already know that. Have a good time.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody. Have a good time.
Thanks for listening to Pets Are Family. You can find us on all the channels now. Yes, all the channels now. So make sure you share us with your friends, your families, and your coworkers, and anybody that has a pet. Make sure you like us, give us your feedback, tell us if anything that you want us to talk about, all that fun stuff. You can reach me at jessica@petsourfamily.net or trisha@petsourfamily.net. Thank you for everything that you guys do, but make sure you like us, subscribe, check us out on YouTube. You can always see what we're up to. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, all of the people that support us. We love every one of you and we can't thank you enough. And remember, check out Moose's March, moosesmarch.com, moosesmarch.com. Come check us out. Talk to you guys soon. We'll see you next week. Bye.